Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
March Madness kicks off just a couple hours from now. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We have our Final Four set. We've got our national champion set. We've got our Cinderellas. We got it all, Pearl. We're ready to go here on this Thursday, what kicks off the best 48 hours of the sports calendar.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to watch basketball for the next 4 days and do nothing else.
Okay, so for me, I went with my Final Four, Michigan State, St. John's, Duke and Houston. So I've got two number two seeds and 2-1 seeds. I've got Michigan State beating Houston in the final, and Tom Izzo, 30 years almost to the day that he takes over the Michigan State program as the head coach, will win a national championship and retire riding off into the sunset. That's what I see for the next 20 or so days of our life. And just some more symmetry here. Jace Richardson has become the starting point guard for Michigan State. He is the son of Jason Richardson, who won a title with Tom Izzo back in 2000. So I just love all of this. I know, like, sports is not a movie all the time, but in my world, this would be a really cool outcome.
Oh, that'd be great. I also have Michigan State in the Final Four, but I have them losing to Flo Rida, who is bizarrely once every, 17 years, a basketball powerhouse. and then on the other side, I have Duke at Tennessee. Ugh, God, Duke is gifted an easy bracket here. This game I went back and forth on. I picked Duke, and then I have Florida beating the Duke Blue Devils.
There you go. As far as Cinderellas are concerned, High Point, that's who I'm rolling with out of North Carolina. I have them beating the fourth seed Purdue in the first round. I have them taking out the fifth seed Clemson to get all the way to the Sweet 16.
High Point, how you doing? I like that team too, but I have Drake is probably my most dangerous 11 seed. I saw a stat over the last 4 years or so, 11 seeds and 6 seeds have won the same amount of games. That was from John Fanta. So 11 seeds do very well. We always talk about the 12s and 13s. And why not Drake?
Why not?
A lot of reasons why.
Ask Kendrick.
I know. I feel like maybe this is karma. Like, things have been going so bad for the other Drake that maybe Drake basketball deserves its time in the sun. Listen, they have Missouri and Texas Tech, a lot of people like Texas Tech. That Florida St. John's bracket is really interesting to me too. Did you have St. John's?
I do have St. John's, yeah. But you mentioned the amount of star power coaches that we have in the West region. So you have UConn, who nobody is talking about because they had such a, 23 wins. You can't say it's a down year, but by their standards, definitely.
Best coach in college basketball, though, according to him.
Right. So I have them winning one game. I have Danny Hurley beating Oklahoma and Porter Moser and then losing to Florida in the next round. And I've got other great coaches in this region. Mentioned Rick Pitino, John Calipari, Bill Self. Those two guys are going to face off against each other today. Bill Self versus Calipari. They've had epic battles in the NCAA tournament. You also have Bryce Drew, who's a tournament legend, who's the head coach of Grand Canyon. You've got Kevin Willard, who coaches Maryland, the Crab Five. He's a Rick Pitino acolyte and has been very famous in his own right. And then ever heard of Penny Hardaway, NBA star, coaching the Memphis Tigers now for a while, and they are going to play that Colorado State team in the first round. So lots of star power on the coaching side in that region.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the region above that, you have Izzo and Bruce Pearl going, this is an old school. What about the new guys? What about...
And Creighton with McDermott is in that region, too.
What about the I don't know if they're really still new guys, but John Shire and Nate Oates and sort of, I would assume, a more analytical approach to the game compared to an old school approach to the game. That'd be a great sort of subplot here. What's the better group of coaches, the young guys or the old guys?
But, you know, it's a mix, really, in the East, because you also have Dana Altman and you also have Scott Drew. So, I mean, some really, really good matchups here. Who is your Cinderella Pearl, Drake? And I'm going to High Point.
Yep.
There you go. You can call us up at 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We're also asking, where are you watching in the next 48 hours? Are you a sit on the couch kind of person? Maybe want to watch alone? Or are you a sports bar person? Because these type of days are tailor-made. You want to know one thing that was a little bit of a bummer? I love when St. Patrick's Day falls on one of the first couple days of the tournament, because that's like just double up the holidays, if you will. The basketball holiday and then obviously the St. Patrick's Day holiday, both kind of centered around pubs and sports bars and...
Well, does it make more sense to spread them out so you have 2 days to party?
I don't know. I just like the festive atmosphere, you know? Like, everyone's happy on St. Patrick's Day, whether you're Irish or whether you couldn't pick out Ireland on a map.
It's like, kiss me, I'm Irish and a fighting Irish.
Yeah, didn't make it this year.
You know, I'll be honest.
On the women's side, they did.
This is probably an unpopular take. Not a huge St. Patrick's Day or New Year's Day fan.
Go
because
ahead.
Because it's kind of amateur hour. Okay. I understand, like, that's a normal Friday or Saturday night for me back in my 20s. I didn't need everybody else out there partying.
Right. Well, here's the thing. Those holidays are not great if everyone's drinking and you're not.
Yeah, no, but
they're not as fun.
But when you're a real drinker, like, you don't want everybody out there. That is, again, amateur hour.
Yeah, I think it's cool when the NCAA tournament and St. Patrick's Day double up, but we didn't get that this year. Fine.
Okay. I don't mind those days where everyone's drinking and not drinking. It's SantaCon that's the worst.
Oh, well, that's a totally different.
That's
a made-up, awful day.
That is the bane of my existence. That's the worst day of the year.
This happens in other cities beyond New York, yes?
I think it has now. It started in New York, but if you're unfortunate enough to have this plague enter your city in the first weekend of December, then I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, it's a rough scene. A lot of drunk Santas and elves. And not like in a fun way.
Not fun at all.
No.
You got the guy in the elf suit throwing up on the LIR on there. Yeah.
Sounds like the plot to Bad Santa.
Yeah, kind of. And Bad Santa 2 did not make our movie sequel bracket. But you can vote, by the way. The LA region of the Maggie and Pearloff movie sequel bracket is live. Go to our social channels, at Maggie and Pearl on X specifically, and you can vote. Terminator 2 Judgment Day, the number one seed in this region. So go ahead and give that a look. Meanwhile, we're talking about the quarterback carousel, Pro. We're covering a lot of ground today because Aaron Rodgers and the Vikings look like it's either over or on hold, depending on which NFL insider you are looking at. And if Rodgers does want to play, it seems like pivoting to the Steelers would probably be the smartest option. Derek is in Baltimore. Derek, what do you think?
Yeah, Pittsburgh done this to themselves. I don't think it's Aaron Rodgers holding up anything. We all know who Aaron Rodgers is. I've been saying for years, Pittsburgh should have drafted a quarterback in 2017 or 2018.
Yep.
When they had Lamar come out, Mahomes, Trubisky, or Watson, and they could have let that quarterback sit. Big Ben was on his last leg and developed the guy.
Yeah, but they weren't low enough to draft any of those guys except Lamar.
Now, but see, here's the thing. You have to take a chance. Move up. I'm a Niners fan.
Yeah.
Even though the trade up didn't work for us when we took Trey Lance, but sometimes you just have to take a chance and see if it works. It might not work, but here's the thing. What if it do? Remember back in 2010
Atlanta moved up almost 20 spots, and they took Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. And I know it's a different position, but the thing is, you know, you've got to – it's a crapshoot. But, I mean, to go through this every year, and now you're talking about Will Levis. Man, it, honestly, it seems like Pittsburgh is playing just to not have a losing record. Like, when was the last time they made moves to tell you, or Steelers fans, we're trying to win the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, Derek, it's funny because you would think the DK Metcalf trade would have been a signal, hey, we're going to try to change our offense a little and become more of a throwing offense and be more dynamic. Yet, to your point, they're kind of screwed themselves because who's the quarterback? And now, Mason Rudolph's the only one on the roster. And I think you're right. Listen, it's really hard to move on from franchise guys. We get it. It's not easy for any franchise. But Big Ben had a pretty... like long ending. He did.
Right now, I don't know.
Here's my thing on the DK, and we all see it coming. You wait till after the first two games of the season, and that guy only has like five total catches in two games. You know that dude's going to go crazy. This dude, all you got to do is look at him wrong, and he's ready to explode. Right. And you're talking about Mason Rudolph or Will Levis. Oh my man. Pittsburgh screwed themselves. This is not Aaron Rodgers. We all know he thinks he's the golden boy and everything revolves around him. But Pittsburgh screwed themselves time and time again with this quarterback situation.
Yeah, Derek, I think now they'd be lucky to have Rodgers. Thank you so much for the call. Excellent call. Derek brought it up. Will Levis. That's the Josina Anderson report.
Yeah.
Is that they made a call for Will Levis. So you're telling me you could have had either a Justin Fields or a Russell Wilson or an Aaron Rodgers, and now we're going to Levis. I know that I didn't give you like an amazing upgrade there, but Will Levis is a downgrade.
Well, I'm not sure. You're positive Levis is the starter in that situation?
Over Mason Rudolph?
Or a third option, too.
Well, then why are you trading for him? Like, why give up an asset if he's not going to be a starter?
Asset? You think they're giving anything more than a seventh rounder for him?
Whatever.
No, I think they might want him in the room as a developmental quarterback. You always say have a developmental quarterback.
I think more like Jalen Milroe, though, in this instance.
Well, that's maybe a first-round pick, though.
Maybe. But you know what? Even I'm not mad
it's not going to be
that.
Lower than a second-round pick. You know, the funny thing is, you said this before, that they held on to Big Ben too long. So...
Not held on to him too long. They went too long with him at the end of his career without drafting a quarterback behind him.
Well,
in a meaningful round.
That sounds like held on too long.
No, I think they didn't have the succession plan.
Well, yeah.
I'm not saying shove Big Ben out the door. I'm just saying they never thought about life after Big Ben when he had multiple seasons where you would have thought about life after Big Ben.
So, like, use a first-round pick on a...
I would say second, first or second. Yeah.
Well, Mason was... What year was Mason Rudolph?
Well, he's not a second-round pick.
Third-round pick?
Again, that third-round pick, you're getting in the lottery ticket.
Second-round pick, you are too, actually. In reality, there's only... I think there are probably three or four starters. Anyway, so do you go to a 41-year-old Rodgers? That's my point. What's your succession plan then?
What do you mean, right now?
Yeah, I mean...
I just said they'd be lucky to have Aaron Rodgers now.
Right. But then they're once again... That's my point is, you know, you're not getting out of limbo here. There's still... I don't think Aaron Rodgers, personally, I don't think he's good enough to get them to a Super Bowl this year. I think the team is not right there. I don't think they're an Aaron Rodgers away. So, once again, you have a winning record, and where are you next year?
Well, I would have Rodgers, and I still would draft a quarterback. They're going out to dinner with Jalen Milroe. They're doing a little wining and dining him. Do they like the fact that he ran a sub-4.5 40? He looks like he's chiseled out of granite. I mean, we know how that can be deceiving sometimes. Case in point, Will Levis. But, you know, having Jalen Milroe and giving him time to develop behind Aaron Rodgers is not a terrible idea. They would not run anywhere probably close to the same offense, but just give him a minute to get his feet under him.
Counter argument, look at the Eagles drafted Quinyon Mitchell in the first round, and he's starting in a Super Bowl. You know, you could use either that first or second round pick on a player that contributes immediately, and Aaron Rodgers are in win-now mode. I'm not sure that... To me, that plan, in theory, makes sense, but... Drafting Jalen Milroe, especially if he goes up to the first round, and having Aaron Rodgers there, that's a lot of weird resources going on in your quarterback room.
Yeah.
Also, you have one offense for Rodgers, and say he gets hurt, very feasible, 41. Do you have a different offense for Jalen Milroe? It's a funny match to me.
Or maybe Rudolph actually finishes out the season and Milroe doesn't happen until the second year.
I see what you're saying. My point is, I think it's time for a kind of a real rebuild there. Where are they talented? Do they have TJ Watt and Highsmith once in a while are healthy and on the same field? But generally, I think that it's been too long. They've been in limbo too long.
They've got Joey Porter Jr. and Minka Fitzpatrick.
That means they have a lot of flags.
You love him. He's like your favorite player.
I love Joey Porter Jr., but I mean, that right now, he's still got some work to do because he gets flagged all the time. He's very physical. Generally, though, they definitely, their O-line, they've drafted heavily there, and it hasn't quite worked yet. They need now, who they sign a running back? I know they let Najee go. They want to run, and that's the other thing, too, is Tomlin's so conservative. How is that going to work with Aaron Rodgers? It's going to be very interesting.
If I'm a Steeler fan, I'm just really disappointed how the last 2 years have gone. You know, you took flyers on Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. The owner comes out after the season and says, I'd like to keep one of these guys. Maybe Russ is possible now. Fields is off to the Jets. And you're waiting around for Aaron Rodgers or whatever, not making a decision on quarterback. Meanwhile, you're supposed to have this, you know, competing team, this at least definite playoff contender team. I'm disappointed with how they've let this quarterback situation atrophy in Pittsburgh. One other thing can I say about the quarterback carousel? So if the New York Giants don't get Aaron Rodgers, mm-hmm. which I don't know, or maybe even if they do.
I'm good.
Kind of feels like more and more that Shedeur Sanders and the Giants, you're seeing a little bit of smoke there. Now, it could be smoke screen, mm-hmm. but the Giants are definitely desperate for a quarterback. They only have Tommy DeVito on the roster, yeah. and you've got a GM and a head coach on the hot seat. So if I'm the Browns and I see this desperate New York Giants team, do I try to find another team that loves Shedeur Sanders to come and jump them or give the appearance that they're going to get jumped and really try to milk this second overall pick for all of its worth?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not sure Shedeur is that kind of quarterback, that it's going to draw that kind of value.
You just said quarterbacks are flying up the board because of need.
It feels like Jackson Dart's on a rocket ship. Could he even pass Shedeur? But I think Shedeur, by the way, here's the other issue. There's no guarantee Shedeur gets past Cleveland. So then the Giants are stuck. Are they going to Jackson Dart? Are we going 1-2-3 quarterback? Very possible. I know. And by the way, we're talking about, I wanted to bring up Tyler Shuck is now really considered a low first rounder. How about him in Pittsburgh? He's tall like Big Ben. So I just think these rookies are going to all of a sudden become attractive because, as you said, a lot of these teams don't have any veteran solution here. If you're looking at Will Levis, you might as well draft Tyler Shuck. He's older than Will Levis.
This is really working out potentially well for the New England Patriots, who sit there with the fourth pick. And if it goes quarterbacks 1-2-3, and you could either take Travis Hunt or you could take Abdul Carter. I mean, that's a pretty awesome position for them to be in.
That's probably true. I got to be honest. If I'm a GM, I don't want that situation. I think choosing between Abdul Hunter and Travis Hunter. Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter. That's hard, right? That is not easy.
This is what you get paid to do. They would love it, right?
I don't know. You have two Hall of Famers sitting there. I don't think you want to pass on Travis Hunter and watch him become Deion, and I don't think you want to pass on Abdul Carter. I think that's a paradox of choice.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. New phone, who dis? That's the number to call. Get involved with the show if you'd like to. We can talk about the quarterback carousel. We also are asking, who's your Cinderella in this year's tournament? We're calling upsets right now. And where are you watching the next 2 days? More of a couch person, sports bar? As I said, this is the time of year when you can actually do breakfast, lunch, and dinner at the sports bar. Which is really getting comfortable with the menu.
How deep are your pockets, Miss Gray? My goodness.
Well, I'm just saying, man, if you're going to spend 12 hours there, you're going to have to eat. You got to have a carb base. You can't just sit at a bar all day and think you can drink and
my carbs are coming from the beer.
you're going to be on the floor by the time Kansas and Arkansas tip off.
Don't you dare tempt me with a good time.
888-710-4ISN. Nick Costos from BetMGM is going to join us from Las Vegas in just moments. We'll get his thoughts on how to bet the first round. I have no sympathy for men. Welcome back to the Maggie and Perloff Show. I got a crazy story for you. So the headline is that Shaquille O'Neal and Draymond Green both got ripped off making $40,000 donations, Pearl, to a charity that ended up being basically a front for a gang leader, a guy named Eugene Big U Henley Jr. He's described as the leader of the Rollin 60s, which is a set of the Crips, the very famous gang out of L.A. So it's not just, though, that Shaq and Draymond Green got bilked out of this money or, you know, was fraudulent. Turns out that according to this article I'm reading on Yahoo, that this gang leader was running protection for a couple NBA stars, as they say, all-stars, who were cheated out of millions of dollars by playing a loaded dice game against a professional boxer that is only going by the initials AB.
Andrew Bogut, how dare you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bogut doesn't want that smoke.
The welterweight champion of Long Island. I think I should be insulted by welterweight. Yeah, you should.
So this is crazy. First of all, the first part of it is, you know, Shaq and Draymond Green getting ripped off. Obviously, this is money that's supposed to go to children. You should never be rerouting it to a gang leader. So that's obviously sad. The second part, though, is like, wait a minute. And the gang leader was actually running protection and interference for NBA stars who were losing millions of dollars in dice games to a professional boxer?
That same old plot line.
Oh, my gosh. Apparently, this boxer allegedly cheated a current NBA All-Star of $1.5 million and a former NBA All-Star of $5 million.
Damn!
So this guy, the gang leader, was charging $100,000 from the players to go get their money back.
Play him if you want to.
And update on the story, the gang leader turned himself in today.
I didn't even know he could talk.
He was on the run, and 18 other people in his like crime syndicate were arrested, and now he's turned himself in. Oh, who knows what else this guy's going to say?
So,
come on, man.
So $40,000 to the charity. For Shaq and Draymond, that's fine. They're not going to get any of them.
It just stinks. It should go to the kids, obviously. Like, yeah. You know, that's fraud.
I'd say majority of charity is ending up like basically most charity donations go to organized fancy dinners.
So a cooperating witness reportedly claims they knew of times in which NBA players or celebrities would need to get approval from this gang leader to ensure their safety at parties and other events, with celebrities paying this man for protection and approval, quote, or face retaliation from the Big U enterprise.
Quit asking questions.
I'm not asking any questions. So I'm good.
I'm not even alleging who anyone was in this article because I don't want to get in trouble. But that's a wild story.
Wild. Again, Chuck.
Bogut, stop that. Welcome, by the
way. No, thank you. First four matchups, usually not like this. Mount St. Mary's, an American playing for the 71st time last night in Dayton.
Yes!
The Eagles lead that all-time series, but the Mounts might now have the most important W of them all.
Keys on the right wing, bounce pass entry, right block extended. Cordelia gets it up to Adebayo, who goes up with the right hand and jams it right on the head of Greg Jones. What a second half for Dola Adebayo. King McClure is ducking for cover.
Nate Gadder on the Westwood One NCAA radio network. Adebayo and J.D. Cordelia each scored 22 to lead Mount St. Mary's to this 83-72 victory. Now they face Duke in Raleigh tomorrow. This game changing late first half when American's best player Matt Rogers left the game with a right knee injury. He watched the second half from the bench on crutches. The night ended with Xavier rallying past Texas 86-80, closing the game on a 16-6 run. They'll face Illinois tomorrow in Milwaukee. Now, today's full amazing schedule includes McNeese trying to upset Clemson in the 5-12 game in the Midwest. McNeese head coach Will Wade has reportedly already accepted the NC State job. That'll become official once McNeese's tourney is done. The women's first four began last night, Southern racing to a 40-20 halftime lead on UC San Diego, winning 68-56. Then Iowa State erased a 15-point third quarter hole. They beat Princeton 68-63, Audie Crooks scoring 27.
See, that's the thing about the women's tournament. Right? The men's tournament, the first 2 days, it's all about upsets and Cinderellas. Women's tournament, you got to wait on it a second, and then it'll get really good, because it's not so much about upsets when it's the women's tournament. It's about best on best when you get to, like, when USC is going to play UConn, you get Paige Beckers against Juju Watkins. You know, it's they're kind of opposite in terms of my expectations for these tournaments.
Right. Like, there's no way South Carolina's going out. Yeah, absolutely.
It's not an upset type of bracket. It's a, all right, when we get down to the Elite Eight, now we get some real heavy hitters, get some real fun.
I do think they've started to sneak in the 12, 13 random win, but don't forget, like, a lot of this first round often is on a campus site.
That's true.
So you're playing like
major
a true road game, which makes a big difference. The Miami Heat will win again, just not last night.
Hardaway gets it into Cunningham. Cunningham for the win. And it is good! He banked it in! 0.6 seconds, and a block by Hardaway on the inbounds, and the Pistons get a win in Miami. Holy mackerel.
As you might have heard, Cade Cunningham banking in the winner, 0.6 seconds left. He finished with 25 points, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, a 116-113 Piston win. Miami has now dropped 9 in a row, their longest skid under Eric Spoelstra, their longest period since dropping 11 straight during the 07-08 campaign.
How'd Cade Cunningham do in the tournament?
And the Houston Texans signing Danielle Hunter to an extension through next season. He's now guaranteed $54 million. Free agent receiver Stephon Diggs reportedly visiting the Patriots.
Bills legend Stephon Diggs.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That legend status. Bills standout.
J.P. Lossman, another Bills legend.
Well, let's not get nuts.
E.J. Manuel.
Guys, what did this turn into?
Nathan.
By the way, Diggs
Peterman.
Was great.
Reggie Bush.
Stop. It's not about the Bills today. This is about March Madness and about where are we watching the tournament and what are we eating.
By the way, I mentioned Cade Cunningham in the tournament because I had that guy penciled into the Final Four.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out.
I thought that was a reference to Maggie's good players that don't win the tournament can't be good pros. I thought that's
where
going
there. She said guys who don't make the tournament. To
be fair. Right.
Cade did make the tournament. I remember because I filled him out going a long way.
Like, I find it really hard, and I know for Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, the two guys from Rutgers who are going to be like top three picks, I know it's not all their fault and they didn't have a lot of depth around them, but it's like you're 2 out of 5 starting guys who are going to be 2 of the best in the NBA, we think, and you can't make the tournament?
Maggie, it's like any team. When you spend all your salary cap money on two guys and then just get a bunch of mid-level G League players, like, you don't win anything.
EJ,
sounds like the Suns.
We did the greatest individual runs in NCAA tournament history on Wednesday for our great debate, and
Dante.
You picked who?
I picked Steph Curry, but they won the Southern Conference. They weren't playing the Big Ten.
Okay, but here's the thing. That had one NBA guy on it. Now, Steph ended up being one of the greatest of all time. We didn't know that then. He's playing with a bunch of dudes, and they made 2 runs to the tournament.
Right, but that was, again, them playing in the Southern Conference to get into the tournament. Who said that Ace Bailey and them could have won 2 games in this?
Okay,
they definitely could have.
But Steph didn't get blown out when they got to the tournament, so they won a lower conference, but then they continued to win.
But he wouldn't have made it if he was a Big Ten team.
Right.
In the SEC, they would not have made it.
Yes.
Okay. You guys are letting these two dudes off the hook a little bit. I know it's not there. I can also just go with the track record. Markelle Fultz, Ben Simmons.
Markelle Fultz didn't know what if he was right-handed or left-handed, right? I mean, that seems to be on him,
his
not on anything else.
Somebody's team still drafted him.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony Edwards is pretty good. His team was terrible.
Well, he decided to go to Georgia, though. That was like a real odd fit, you know, because it was his hometown.
Compared to Rutgers?
At least there's NIL. Like, we understand a little more now.
Oh, we all know Piscataway is the hotbed for college basketball.
Dylan Harper, by the way, I think that guy's lying about his age. He looks like a fifth-year NBA player every time I see him play. He's really good.
All right, let's get the thoughts of our pal Nick Kostos. Bogish, thank you so much. Nick Kostos, when I tell you Nick's dedication to the show is just unreal because he's in Las Vegas right now getting up early for us. Of course, the host of You Better You Bet on the BetGM Network, Odyssey, NBC Sports, SiriusXM. Good morning, Nick. How you doing?
Oh, it's not. I've been up for 3 hours already. I'm on East Coast time. Oh, I'm ready. It's still dark out here in Vegas, but yeah, I'm ready to go. And I will just add on the Rutgers stuff.
Yeah,
I bet them in the Big Ten tournament game against USC, and we did this bit on the show. Like, those two guys, the two players, Bailey and Harper, are going to go 2-3 in the draft behind Cooper Flagg. Couldn't frickin' beat USC. That was a rough one for me. Last week, whatever that was, against USC, but ready to go today.
You know what, Nick? Thank you for backing me up on that. And also, you know, you are basically at the best place you can possibly be if you're into sports betting on a day like today and for tomorrow and the next couple of days, because being at a Las Vegas sports book on the first and second day of the tournament is supposedly a bucket list item for every big sports fan. So as you're heading into this epic day, can you tell us what are the big upsets that you're looking at today, or who's your Cinderella? Get us going with some information for our listeners on who they should be looking at.
So I just will say first about the sports book experience for like a big day like today or like week one NFL Sunday. It is amazing. Like, the energy is completely off the hook. It's great. But it does suck when, like, the entire sports book is on one side of a game, you're on another, and you lose, and everyone's cheering in your face, which has happened before. Now, like the inverse has happened as well, which is great. Most notably, a couple years ago, when I had TCU to cover against Gonzaga 2 years ago, and they hit a three-pointer from half court, meaningless, to cover the spread as time expired, and I was screaming obscenities at people who were cheering for Gonzaga, and I'd been carried out by my old co-host. But so that was really great. In any event, to today and upset. So let's go through the board here quickly. I have an underdog at 12:40 p.m. Eastern. I bet High Point against Purdue, both to win and also to cover the spread. Now, I bet +8.5 earlier in the week. So the betting action in this game, guys, has been on High Point, on the underdog here. The rationale being both of these teams play no defense. All offense, no defense. So why can't High Point just win the game outright potentially and like outshoot Purdue in this game? And we'll see. Like maybe like, you know, Matt Painter and Zach Edey went to the national title game last year. Now Edey's on the Grizzlies. Maybe Matt Painter goes back to being tournament choke artist here. Yeah. So I have High Point plus the points and High Point on the money line. As far as other upsets, I bet BCU plus points and to win against BYU. The thought there being that BYU got so hot down the stretch that you can't possibly sustain. I mean, you can. I just think it's unlikely. So I bet BCU 3.5. We talked about that on Sunday on my show after Selection Sunday, the national show, and then Monday on You Better, You Bet. It's now 2.5. I still think that's okay. I do like BCU. And I'm on Arkansas to beat Kansas straight up, and Arkansas plus the points tonight, where I think Arkansas has a pretty significant upside here with the talent that team has if Cal can get them to coalesce, like Drake against Missouri as well in that 6-11 matchup in that region. So just some of the upsets I'll be on today.
And I don't want to look ahead too far, but I know you've been talking about this fact that Auburn could have to go basically play a home game for Louisville in the second round. But are we sure in this early game that Louisville is going to advance over Creighton? How do you look at that game? I think it might be the first game today.
Oh, it is. It is the first game. Yeah, it's going to be great. I don't have a pearl up. I don't have a strong betting thought on this game. My gut said Creighton on Sunday when the bracket came out. Worth noting that the betting move in this game has been towards Louisville. And just talking to some people that I respect, I think the prevailing wisdom is that the ACC might do pretty well in this tournament. It doesn't have to happen that way, but maybe the fact that like Duke was just head and shoulders above everybody, and the fact that Duke nuked everybody they played, maybe it's not necessarily a bad thing. Like Clemson beat Duke. Like that's a thing that happened. Cooper Flagg was healthy. Like Louisville gave Duke a couple, and Louisville has a really electric scorer in Chucky Hepburn. I think that Creighton, obviously Greg McDermott's a great coach, and they have Kalkbrenner and Ashworth, so they're pretty good also. If I had to bet the game, I would bet Louisville. But I don't have to bet it, so I'm not going to. I'll be on the sidelines just watching.
Nick Kassos is joining us from Las Vegas. Of course, he's the host of You Better, You Bet. Oh, yeah, when you hear that music.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. Okay, Nick, one upset that I did not hear you mention, but this one I think has also gotten a little bit of juice, which is UC San Diego, the 12th seed, the Tritons, off of a 30-win season, taking on Michigan, who just won the Big Ten tournament, but had to play 3 games, 3 days, has to go to Denver now and play at high altitude with a quick turnaround. Michigan, I'm seeing a 2.5-point favorite. You don't like this upset?
I love Michigan in this game. Love Michigan. And Nagy, like, you're right. There are a lot of people, and it's not just, you know, just like, whatever, just regular sports fans, but a lot of people that I consider to be, like, really smart sports bettors, like San Diego in this game. I'm not there on the Triton, so UC San Diego, and this will is going to sound nuts because Michigan won their conference tournament. Michigan kind of had a pretty lackluster end to the regular season prior to winning the Big Ten Conference Tournament and getting a little hot at the end there. Whereas UC San Diego, kind of similar to BYU and very similar to Colorado State, who's going to play Memphis in the first round, had this electric end to the season and now obviously like a couple days off. Michigan's coach is magnificent, and like coaching matters in these small spread games. Like, look no further than last night with Rodney Terry against Sean Miller, when Rodney Terry had no control over what was happening. We all bet Xavier, all of us on the BetMGM network watching the game, couldn't believe that he wouldn't call timeout. Like, couldn't believe it. And Michigan's got one of the best, you know, late game coaches in Dusty May, who took FAU to the Final Four a couple years ago, and it's a short spread, 2.5. So I love Michigan in this game. I have a Michigan money line ticket. I would lay the 2.5 with Michigan. I have no interest in San Diego. I don't think they continue their red hot play into this game.
Nick, what are some of your favorite long-term bets? Not just these, the first round, but I don't know. And what's your general strategy? Do you bet a lot of futures on the Elite Eight, Final Four, or just the champion?
Yeah, I'll give you one here that's starting to make the rounds a little bit, and we talked about it earlier this week on You Better You Bet. I think there are a couple teams that you can make the case have the talent and like the team profile, and look, the tournament's wacky, right? Like, we could see like these teams get bounced like in their first round game, like crazy stuff can and does happen in the NCAA tournament. Arkansas is a team that really interests me, just with the level of talent that they have. You know, kind of like, it feels like it's getting healthy at the right time now with John Calipari. Now, they could lose to Kansas. Like, this is not a guarantee Arkansas is even going to win this game tonight. But I think Arkansas has, like, the upside to potentially go on a big run. So they would play if they win tonight. They'd play St. John's in the second round. And I'm from Queens. Like, I don't want St. John. I would love for St. John's to win. I think it's great. I think they're awesome. But they can't shoot. And if they have one game where they're not making their shots against a team with significant talent that's making theirs, they're going to get bounced. So I have no interest in St. John's to make the Final Four. And the other would be North Carolina in that South region. Now, I don't think they could beat Auburn if and when they played in the Elite Eight. But the bottom half of that bracket, that's the South bracket for people that have it in front of them right now, it's the Auburn region, I think is absolutely wide open. So if you put Carolina in another region, I may not like them as much, but they're favored against Ole Miss. And I think we may find out that some of these mid-level SEC teams are actually not that good when they get out of the SEC. I like Carolina in that game against Ole Miss. Then Carolina would play Iowa State likely in the second round. Iowa State's without one of their better players, Keyshawn Gilbert, for the rest of the tournament. Marquette with Shaka Smart. Shaka had the one Final Four run with BCU. Otherwise has been a tournament choke artist. And I don't like Michigan State in this tournament. I have bet Bryant both to win that game in the 15-2 in the South region, and I have Bryant plus the points. Michigan State can obviously win. I just don't like Michigan State to get to the Final Four or deep in this tournament. So I would not be shocked at all if we saw Carolina at minimum in the Elite Eight, and then who knows what happens there if they get hot. Again, with NBA talent on the team, I would not be shocked if that happened. I would pick Auburn if they played, but I don't think it's crazy to think that Carolina and Arkansas could potentially go on runs.
Nick Costos, the host of You Better You Bet. He's in Las Vegas now. Fantastic stuff. I got to tell you, Nick, I picked Michigan State to win it all. I have Michigan State winning it all. Tom Izzo rides off into the sunset 30 years after he takes over as the Spartans head coach. Jace Richardson. What's
that? You're in trouble here, I think. They're the terrible three-point shooting team. I think you're in big trouble here.
Here's the thing, Nick. Even when they can't make shots, they're great in terms of rim protection. They are awesome with still getting buckets even when they can't make threes. I think they're a good team. But anyway, that's just a funny aside. Quickly, we only have about a minute. Can we get your Final Four and championship?
Yeah, I'm going to be super chalky here. I've been saying it, Maggie, all season long that I think this is going to be a chalky NCAA tournament. You know, the last time we saw, and the only time we saw 4-1 seeds make the Final Four was 2008. Kansas, Memphis, North Carolina, UCLA. That is the Kansas over Memphis. We have that matchup coming up tonight, by the way. The same two coaches, Bill Self and John Calipari. Cal was the Memphis coach then, obviously. That Final Four in San Antonio, this year's Final Four in San Antonio, I think all 4-1 seeds are going to make it this year for only the second time in NCAA tournament history. I think the two best teams are Duke and Houston, and I have not wavered off of my love for Houston this season, and a lot of people have jumped off. But Duke has been my team literally since before Thanksgiving. I've been talking about Duke on You Better You Bet since November. This is the best team. And as long as Cooper Flagg's healthy, I kind of think they're going to destroy everybody. Absolutely love Duke to win the NCAA tournament. Again, pending Flagg's health. And give me Duke over Florida in the national title game. So Florida beats Auburn, Duke beats Houston, and then Duke over Florida to win the national championship.
Boo.
Absolutely love Boo. It. Although, Nick, you're really with the public here, which I don't know if that's necessarily a great thing, but you're the best. Nick Costos.
They're the best team.
They are.
Like, I don't know what to say, but what do you want? They are the best team.
I'm not booing your pick. I'm just booing Duke.
Yeah, no, that's not a boo for you.
Yeah,
that's
a boo for the Blue Devils. Your analysis is spot on. I just can't stand Duke.
Nick Costos, you can listen to him. You can watch him. You Better You Bet on Odyssey, on the BetMGM Network, NBC Sports, SiriusXM, Westwood One as well. Nick, it's awesome. Enjoy the day today.
Appreciate it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats. Winning bets the absolute very best of luck. One of the best days on the sports calendar. Let's get it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes. Nick Costos, always ready to go. Doesn't matter what time zone.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what planet he might be on. He's just the man.
Lot of energy. Man, he painted a bad picture for Michigan State.
I know. I got to hope that Nick's big wrong.
You came back with rim protection.
I did. took me off guard there. Okay, we're going to come back. We've got to play a story for you about one NCAA coach that is just unbelievable. You'll hear it next.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
M&P. Welcome back. Okay, in just a couple minutes, we're going to play an all-time story for you about one of the coaches in the NCAA tournament. Meanwhile, set your calendars, because in July, Pearl, they're coming back with another edition of the show Quarterback. Mm. So they did this 2 years ago with Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota, and then pivoted to wide receiver the next year, and now they're going back to quarterback. Your cast this time, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins again, and Joe Burrow. What do you think of the lineup?
I like it. I mean, Joe Burrow is obviously fascinating. Now, wait, they followed him last year, right?
Yes.
So Joe Burrow struggling in the season will be really interesting to see. Jared Goff being the number one seed will be interesting. I like having Kirk Cousins back, because I just don't understand how he dealt with that stuff in Atlanta. It must have been really hard. And I find him fascinating. I know.
Yeah,
fascinating. Like, remember the scene of him sitting around the fire pit? I think he's honestly one of the most complicated quarterbacks there is. I just think Kirk Cousins
personally, you think he's more fascinating like Aaron Rodgers or someone like that?
I think, well, Aaron Rodgers, it's all out there. I think there are layers to Kirk Cousins we don't even know about. There are Cole's outfits that he has in that closet. I think it's going to be wild to see him get benched for Michael Penix. That's going to be, if that's all on camera, that's great.
Yeah, I mean, we found out the first time around that Cousins has like a secret closet where he keeps all his accomplishments and he hides them away and goes in there once in a while and just like looks up at all the state trophies and stuff.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, there might be more psychological depth to Kirk Cousins. If you were going to analyze any quarterback, maybe he's more interesting. You don't think there's a lot there?
Are you fond of that?
I just think that we're in the documentary TV era and that Kirk Cousins is getting two seasons worth of a documentary film crew following him around is not something I had on my bingo card because he seems to go out of his way to avoid controversy and all of that. Joe Burrow will be interesting. Let's not forget his house also got broken into in the middle of the season.
Yeah,
I wonder if they have that. Okay, EJ, do we have our stuff ready to go? Amazing. Okay, Pat Beverly, fantastic storyteller. I'm going to try to get this in before the show ends. Also out of Chicago, telling a story about another Chicago high school legend by the name of John Shire, the head coach of Duke University.
John Shire story. Mind you, if anyone doesn't know John Shire, he played at Glenbrook North. When I say Roan, he never ducked any smoke from any athlete in Chicago. He never ducked any smoke. If you're from the west side of Chicago, your high school is in the hood, I'm on my way, I'm coming, I'm playing. If you were high ranked, ranked closer to me, it's okay, I'm coming to play. Any Christmas tournament, Proviso West, John Shire, yeah, the coach at Duke, I'm on my way, I'm playing.
Okay, so not ducking any of the smoke and more from Pat Bev.
They called him the White Mike. He was so cold. It was in the projects walking to his games. Wrong. You don't hear what I'm saying. Walking to his games at Proviso West. He had a stardom that no other kid had in Chicago. And his school wasn't even in Chicago. They were in Glenbrook North.
Amazing. Do we have more? That's it. We've got more. That's it. I did not realize John Shire was such a crazy high school basketball legend in Chicago.
I had no idea. Local phenom.
I did.
He was Mr. Shire. Illinois. I know that. And obviously he went to Duke. So clearly he's a highly recruited. But I didn't realize he had such a reputation. They called him the White Mike in Chicago.
Yeah, because John Shire is 37. So I'm 33. So I was entering high school when John Shire was leaving high school. And I'm from New York City. And I heard about this kid from Chicago who wasn't from Chicago, who was... He broke all these high school records for scoring in Illinois. So Pat Bev is not capping at all. Yeah. I was a freshman in high school playing basketball, heard about John Shire and what he was doing in Chicago.
It's amazing. I did not know. And also Pat Bev tells a story that John Shire's career allegedly ended. So he got mono before the NBA draft combine and didn't get drafted. And then in a G League game, got his eye poked so hard by Joe Ingles that it made him legally blind in one eye. Now, he did go on to have a career overseas, so it didn't technically end his career, but I didn't know that part about John Shire either.
No, I did not either. Well, I never thought of him as a pro guy. By the way, top five most annoying Duke player of all time. I love him as a coach, by the way. He seems super cool, but he was rough.
Easily. Thank you, EJ Stewart, pulling double duty today. Nice job. Manny Rodriguez, fantastic as always, single duty. Thank you to Andrew Bogish, Andrew Kaplan, the Weedos and the Coffee Drinkers. Go fill out the Maggie and Perloff Pearl Jam Season 4 and the movie sequel bracket. See you tomorrow.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.